What's up, guys? Dyson here. Today, I have two special guests for you guys. I got Corbin.
Sup.
And I got Gwendolyn.
Hi.
And today, we'll be talking to you about nutrition facts. About children. All right, guys. So, right now, we're going to talk to Corbin about him. The first question is, were you a picky eater when you were little?
Well, kind of, when it came to broccoli and some other vegetables. Part of it was because all my family did was steam it.
Oh, I see.
And then once I went and decided to try to bake it, and now it changed my life.
Cool. Okay, yeah. I've got the same feeling there, okay? So, now, second up, follow-up question on that, I'm going to say, are you a picky eater now as a teenager?
No, I wouldn't say I am, because I'm fine trying a ton of different treats, and I really enjoy going out and having a good time with my friends.
Good. All right. Stay tuned for the next person we will talk to, Gwendolyn, in just a couple seconds. All right, so now we have here Gwen, and she is going to answer a few questions for us as well. So, Gwen, what was your favorite children's snack you made today, and why?
All right, so today we made a couple of snacks, but I have to say my favorite was the dirt cup because it's full of chocolate stuff, and come on, who doesn't love chocolate? And also it's gummy worms, so that's a plus.
Nice, okay, yeah, then we gotta speed up things here. All right, so how can you make trying new foods fun for children?
All right, so there are multiple ways to make trying new foods fun for children. One of which is to make it colorful. Children love colors, and it's just, I don't know, it's just fun. And also what you have to do is make it taste good. I mean, that seems pretty obvious, but
yes, yeah. Indeed, it is very, yes. Okay, so now I will ask myself some questions. All right, Dyson, do you have a funny story about children and food? Yes, I do, Dyson. All right, so Dyson, tell us your story. Okay, Dyson, here I go. All right, so when I was a child, you know how children can like fall asleep pretty easily and stuff. You know, I fell asleep in my spaghetti one day. My mother took a picture of me, and it's a very cute picture, I have to say. And yeah, so I gotta speed things up here. So I'll ask the next question, Dyson. All right, so why is children's nutrition twisted. Why is children's nutrition important? Okay, Dyson, that's a hard question there, but I will explain to you. Children's nutrition is important because, well, they're growing children, so they have to get up to be good children and strong and, yeah. All right, thank you, Dyson. That's all the time we have today, but we'd like to say thank you for being here with us, Gwen and Corbin. Yep, say something.
You're welcome.
Yep, thank you.
It was my pleasure.
All right.
Nutrition will save your life.
Yes, sir, it will. Now, okay, and we would like to wrap things up here, and goodbye and good night.
Good one for you.
I gotta save it at first.
You need to shower the fridge. Like, just the first second. What's